Hey, is Derek in by chance?
Is he?
Hey, Derek, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing today, sir?
Good, man. A little busy over here, but I'm not going to complain.
You want me to go?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to follow up with you here. I know I sent out some information there to you a few days ago. I just kind of wanted to circle back there, kind of see if you had some time to look it over, if you had any questions or
I looked some of it over, man. I was in the market shopping. I kind of just got discouraged as far as I didn't think it was much that you could do. I had some other offers. Some people was trying to give me 15. I think the most was 23. The payback is just ridiculous right now. So I was just going to hold off, and we just continue to try to work hard like we've been doing.
I got you. You were right. You were trying to get around 30K, right? And then roll for equipment.
Yeah, I was trying
to. And then about another 50 to 75 in capital.
I was trying to get as much as I could. I mean, just curious, what will make your firm different from all the others in the market?
I mean, the thing that's going to have us stand out is just the fact that we've been in the business for over 14 years. So we kind of have access to just about every program possible. I know a lot of people are kind of newer to this industry, especially with the working capital, just because most people didn't start doing it till a few years after the whole market crashed. But you know, we're kind of known for getting the largest approval amounts and the longest terms possible. That's really what we strive for there with the customers, just because we know you need the capital, you need it now. And if we can get you on a longer term, you know, spread the payments out, it usually does help you out. But I know you said you were looking for right around 75K capital, and you guys did. How much did you guys do in sales last year? I don't think I got that down in the notes there.
A little over a million.
You did a little over a million?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, if you guys were able to do that much, I mean, we should be able to approve, free up around, I'd say anywhere from maybe 75 to 110 on the capital. The big thing we look at is the top line revenue there for the working capital side. You know, a lot of people are used to it being a line of credit, and it's based off of more of the credit side. This, it's more top line. How would you say your bank statements look?
Just to revisit, what items did you need from me?
Yeah, it's just the one-page application. It's going to be your 2015 tax return. Did you guys file 2015?
That was my loophole. That was my downfall. I haven't filed my 2015 taxes. I actually got an extension. I was going to file them, but I owe some money, so I wasn't quite ready to pay it.
Do you have a lien on you yet, or is it still?
Oh, no. IRS not messing with me, but, I mean, I've been up to date up until this past year.
Okay. Well, if you have 2014, as long as you have the extension on 15, you'll be okay there. And then with just 6 months of the most recent bank statements, which was what I was going to ask you there, have they been at least positive, somewhat healthy beginning and ending balances there on the statements?
Yeah, ranging from anywhere from 25 to 50 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I don't... Did they explain who did you go to there when you were shopping around that was only offering you like 15, 20K? What was
On Deck?
On Deck,
Next
okay.
Next Wave and BFI.
And BFI?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get a single approval over 30 grand?
No, one of them told me, I think Next Wave said they'd give me 23 and then 15 days. They can get me some more, but I really didn't like that conversation. I mean,
no,
what makes now different than 15 days? So you get me locked in to now for 23, and then you're telling me you can get me another one for the difference of what I need.
In 15 days? 15. I've never heard of that time lapse.
Well, that's what I'm just saying. I mean, what it just didn't sound good. Then the payback. I mean, the paybacks was the biggest thing. I mean, one of them, you want to give me 23, and you want me to pay back 31 in less than 9 months, and then another one was you would give me 17 and wanted me to pay back 28 in less than 5 months. I mean, I know you're in business to make money too, but we're in business to make money too.
You can't make a profit.
Such a short time frame. Such a time frame. I mean, boy, man, you're stretching out maybe 2 years and you want $10,000, $15,000. That's one thing, but in less than 6 months, you want close to 10 grand back. That's
yeah.
I can't manage that.
No, yeah, I get that.
I mean, I'm desperate, but I ain't that desperate.
Well, yeah. You're not going to sign up for something you know you can't pay. You know, with your situation here, I can definitely push for a longer term here. I can put those in the notes. With you giving me that information on what On Deck and BFI have been sending you, it's definitely something I can discuss here with my underwriters. Getting you an approval.
Let me ask you, you base your stuff on credit, on my credit, my personal credit?
We run the personal credit, but it's only for the majority of it is just to make sure there's no tax liens against you or the business or anything like that.
No, I don't have any tax liens. I mean, but my credit is shot. I'm actually, on a personal level, I'm going through a divorce and a few other things, and mm-hmm. the wife left me with all kinds of debt right now. So my credit, my personal credit is smashed.
I got you. That might be where you got dinged.
Okay.
What do you know what it was? Have you pulled it recently? Do you know what it was at?
I want to say 528.
Okay. That's probably where they're getting you on such a short term.
Okay.
Usually, the top line is going to be what they can get you on the value. And then as far as the term length and the term structure, whether it's daily, weekly, or monthly, that's mm-hmm. kind of where a little bit of credit has a play on it. So
okay.
that's probably why they're hitting you with just such a short amount of term there for you.
Okay.
The thing is if you can truck through this little few month period here with your situation and get that credit up just a little bit, I think that would open up a lot more doors for you. And then as far as the approval goes, it'll be a lot more smoother for you too.
Sounds good.
I would say.
I mean, that's what I'm figuring. So, I've been busy. I've been ripping and running because that's how we do survive. Is we work as hard as we can to mm-hmm. do as much work as we can to invoice as fast as we can to keep money flowing. So that's been my number one priority. So I kind of slipped through the crack as far as responding right back. But at the same mm-hmm. time, though. In the meantime, I did get some emails that I've been looking at night, and I just figured everybody would be in the same category, just give or take something.
Yeah, of course. You know, this is what I'll do here. Let me see. Do I have – is the best email there for you? Is it still the info at 4dcabling.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot you an email here that'll just have my information on it. And, you know, if anything does happen, what I'm going to do is just pencil you in for like a month from now, and I'll just circle back with you, kind of see where the business is at, you know, if it's gotten a little healthier and you think, the credit situation might be a little better too. I just want to get you approval that's worth your time. I mean, it sounds like...
I appreciate it. More than anything, I mean.
Exactly, and if they're coming with you with very similar situations, I got to imagine it's the credit aspect there. But you
probably
know what?
Is. I mean,
I would imagine. But what I'll do here is I'll put in the notes the situation there and kind of what they were offering you. And then a month from now, you know, if things are starting to build up a little bit with the business, we can kind of visit it then. And we'll not only be.
Question.
Yeah. Fire away.
My brother is the owner. His credit is a whole lot better than mine. Can he carry the load?
Because
I'm majority owner.
Are you majority?
51%.
Yeah. What we could. There's a few programs we could submit it to with him as just the only owner. You just might not get the best approval.
I think his credit more in the 700s.
Okay, and he's 49%.
49%.
Okay. Let me see this. Let me go talk to underwriters and see what programs would be available there on that percentage. And if it looks like something that it might be worth you even looking at, we can talk details there. Are you going to be available there tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
What's a good time for you there?
Anytime. I got a meeting at 10. That'd probably be from 10 to 11. Anytime,
okay.
Possibly before then, anytime after then, I possibly can be breakaway to talk a little bit.
Okay, is like around right now a good time for you?
That's fine, too.
Okay, let me pencil you in for then. Let me get you some answers and see if it's something we can work with, and we'll kind of go from there.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No worries, Derek. We'll be in touch tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Bye.